families that take the standard utility allowance will see a reduction of $50 a month in their food assistance benefits starting on January 1st. And that is because as we calculate the cost of utilities, the average price has gone down, primarily because we had a mild winter and because the price of natural gas has dropped. And so when the standard utility allowance is lower, the assumption is made that families have more money available to spend on food, and therefore the food assistance benefit is lowered as well.
But there are hundreds of thousands of Ohioans who will not see their food stamp allotment being cut because their food stamp allotment is not figured based on this utility allowance?
Yes, there are several utility allowances that you can take, or of course a family could take none at all. At the lowest level, families can take a utility allowance for the cost of a telephone line. They can take a utility allowance if they pay one or just two utility bills, neither of which is heating or cooling, or they can take the standard utility allowance. That's the largest allowance or deduction, and that is for people who pay multiple utilities, including a heating and a cooling bill.
This reduction is based on what people paid for utilities last year. It was a somewhat warm winter, but it could be a very cold winter this winter.
It could be. And it's also important to know that this was driven primarily because natural gas is cheaper and not everybody heats their home with natural gas. Some people use electric. Some people use home heating oil. Some people use propane. There are probably other options as well. And we're well aware of that. In fact, we asked the federal government to allow families to continue using last year's standard utility allowance. But the federal government denied that request, and we are required by federal law to recalculate the utility allowance each year.